Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. Thank you for joining us. 877-310-2100. If you have questions concerning the tax changes, questions concerning results of 2017, bring it on. Be happy to talk about it. In the meantime, I talked about Trump derangement syndrome. And that is an addiction that some people have, that they are against anything Trump, even great results. And now, since the media has not been able to find any there relative to Russia, they haven't been able to find any connection with collusion. The latest one that someone has floated, that typical of the media, everybody talks about what the rest of the media is talking about, even if it is malarkey, is whether or not this president is fit for office. Just like many of them have misinterpreted the First and Second Amendment, many of them are misinterpreting the 25th Amendment, which talks about conditions under which you can replace the president. And it is not trivial. You cannot replace a president just because you suffer from TDS. You cannot replace a president because you disagree with him politically. You cannot replace a president because you may not like his or her style. That's bull feathers. But like we talked about last week, if you tell a lie long enough, often enough, and enough people are talking about it, pretty soon a lot of people start to believe that there's some truth to the lie. And so that's the latest one that they're putting out there in media space in order to try to conjure up a discussion, to conjure up some real rationale. You know, that's pathetic. And the worst part of this pathetic situation is the fact that some people are falling for it. But Mike Pompeo, who is the CIA director, says he is firm in his assessment of President Trump's fitness for office.
Completely fit. I mean, I paused only because it's such a just a ludicrous question. Right? These are from people who just have not yet accepted the fact that President Trump is the United States president. And I'm sorry for them in that.
It's ludicrous. Senator Tom Cotton, you know, he also disagrees with some of the claims in the book, because that's also alluded to in the book that maybe he is an unstable leader.
When I've worked with the president and the people around him and Republican senators, he's been an active, engaged, and effective leader.
Now, if you go back to what Michael Wolff said, he says, this book is not about my view about Donald Trump, which is trash, by the way. It is about the view of all of the people closest to him. We have not been able to find anybody closest to him through any of the media reports yet closest to him that say that he is unfit or unstable. Give me a break. Look at the president's resume. A billionaire. A successful TV star. A graduate of Wharton School of Business. Ran for president. Got elected. Got something done that hadn't been done in 30 years because of his leadership, which is to pass new tax legislation. And that's supposed to make him unfit for office? No. That does not make him unfit for office. It's another one of those tales that the liberal media wants to spin in order to try to discredit this president. Remember, I told you the other day, and it's coming true, that the Democrats' only objective for 2018 is to try and discredit this president or discredit the results he's achieving, or to try to discredit him as president of the United States. The latter point, that's just not going to happen. He's been in the office now for nearly a year. He is president of the United States. He is achieving results against the odds. The federal bureaucracy, the Democrats, the liberal media, those people that are addicted with TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, and the list goes on. Now, I didn't mean for this to turn into a, you know, pro-Trump segment at before we get into rapid fire. But if we don't continue to tell the truth and to inform some people of the positives instead of all of these false negatives, then pretty soon the false negative becomes the story and the truth to too many people. That's why I have to keep saying it over and over and over and over again until I'm blue in the face. And Shana B, you know that is real hard to do. It's a lot easier to do rapid fire.
How many callers? How many callers? How much information can Herman squeeze into the next 20 minutes? Watch him go, Kemosabe. This is Rapid Fire every day with Herman Cain.
Hello, Joe from Georgia. You've got a minute on Rapid Fire.
Hey, Herman, thanks. Longtime listener. I just want to say I now treat politics in this country just like Clark Howard tells you to treat things when you're a consumer, and that is vote with your feet. So I don't like what they did in the NFL taking a knee. I stopped watching them. I don't like what they do on the Golden Globes. I don't watch them. So, you know, to all of those advertisers out there, they'll figure it out at some point in their lives that all this nonsense that goes on and all of this bad mouthing that goes on with a president that is actually getting something done.
Yes.
I just say, enough, I'm voting with my feet. That's it.
Well, let me tell you this, Joe. You're not by yourself. It reminds me of the nightly news. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. I don't watch them anymore. Because since I follow a lot of this stuff on a regular basis in order to prepare for the radio show, I can see the slant and the bias before they even say it. Secondly, usually what they're talking about, I already know about anyway. They've lost their seal of integrity. They have lost it. Most people see it. And like you, I voted with my remote control. I watch sports. I watch ESPN to get caught up on what's happening in the sports world. Golf is coming back. The first formal PGA tournament was played in Hawaii last weekend. That's the information I like to know about. They happen to have played on a course that I'm familiar with, Joe. I played at that course called the Plantation Course out in Hawaii. So I'm like you. And that is a great reminder. Folks, if you see the bias, you can do something about it. It's just like if you don't like a particular product, like Joe says, vote with your wallet, vote with your pocketbook, vote with your bank account. You're absolutely right. And so I think a lot of people are waking up and doing the same thing. Here's the other point, Joe, that you remind me of. The liberals and the Democrat leaders, they think that if they continue to tell lies, that people are going to jump off of the Trump train and jump in the hole with them. There's been absolutely no indication that any of that is working. Smart people, aware people, they don't go jumping behind that stuff unless they check it out for themselves. And when they check it out for themselves, they find out that there's no there there. Thanks a lot. Michael, you've got a minute on Rapid Fire.
Hey, Herman, I'm graduating with a computer science degree like you did. And
good.
I was wondering what we can do in the tech field, in the tech sector, to help support Trump and his movement. I feel like we're being overshadowed by the majority of the tech field, you know, Facebooks and all these major companies that are kind of trying to downplay all of Trump's accomplishments. What can we do in the tech sector, is my question, to help advance America's future in the Trump agenda as well? Thank you.
What you can do, Michael, is what I have been doing and others. Since I know I cannot depend upon the regular news to get real news most of the time, sometimes you can, I have been identifying those sources that I can trust. Because you are technically savvy, you can begin to look for websites that you trust and make a list of them. And at the appropriate time, share them with some friends. My website prides itself on telling the truth, highlighting some of the ridiculous stuff that they're throwing out there. We do it in the form of commentary. We do it in the form of highlights from this radio show. And I also have a new feature on my website, folks, video form called Pure Cane Daily, where I present to people a major non-sugar-coated thing that's going on out there that you ought to know about. So there's a video that you can view along with listening to the radio show highlights on a regular basis and reading the commentary. There's something called the Daily Signal that's put out by the Heritage Foundation. I trust Heritage. They have a great reputation for putting out honest analyses of what's going on. That's just a couple of the ones. So you, as a technical person, you can do exactly the same thing. Create your own list and then share it with people when you get the opportunity. You're listening to The Herman Cain Show. Stay tuned for And Another Thing.
Breaking news, experience, and insight. Herman Cain brings it to you every day on the radio and at HermanCain.com.